Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello.
Oh, hi guys. Sorry, we wasn't here last week because we was off doing all sorts of things that has got nothing to do with you.
No, mind your own business.
Mind your own business. A lot of you have been asking, what were you doing last week? And I say the same thing again. I say it's nothing to do with you. We wanted to tell you, we would have done by now.
There were questions in Parliament. Mr. Speaker, I demand to know if anyone was blowing off, if Ray Mears ate any shit from next to a lamppost, and yet this week... Stuck his fag in some dog shit. Again this week, no podcast. Mr. Speaker, is Mr. this Speaker, acceptable?
What is Kim Jong-un doing up the allotment, please? Yeah. Has Leo Sayer been into the Kingdom of Sweets, please? I think it's only fair that these people should let us know what is going on. Where is Elton John's Velour tracksuit at the moment?
That's right.
Has Simon Cowell bought a barbecue from the garage? What is going on?
Where has Kim Woodward gone? She has disappeared from the podcast. I demand answers. My constituents are very cross, you know, etc.
She, I'll tell you where she's gone.
Where?
Oh God, she has been trying to relaunch herself.
Oh, not that again!
Yeah, no, and because you know she's got that snake that lives in her hair, Kim Woodburn.
Yeah, I know, Lulu. Yeah,
yeah. Well, great Lulu big thing. Bad. Anyway, She lost it when she was working at the fair, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
She lost the bloody thing. She's trying to find it. She can't find it. So she went to the pet shop to get another snake to stick it in her hair, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, she's got this thing and she's all confident. You know what she's like? She's very overconfident, that woman, Kim Woodburn. She's like, and the bloke being in the pet shop's going, now, look, do you know how to handle snakes? And she's going, lovey, I have had a snake in my hair for many years. I know all about snakes, all the snakes, right?
Yes.
And he says, well, all right, but this snake is like quite tasty, quite feisty. She goes, lovey, I know about snakes, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, she gets in there all confident, too confident with her broom, starts prodding it about, trying to get it out of the tank, right? Yeah. Anyway, gives her a bloody nip on the arm.
Christ.
And he's going, listen, you should go and see. She says, I know it's just a nip, lovey. Don't you worry about that, lovey. Right. And he's gone, you should put something on it, right? And anyway, it starts to come up all big on her arm. Right? She says, I know how to deal with snake bites, lovey, and all that.
Yeah.
She goes straight over to his sink and gets the Vim out from underneath it. She says, you put Vim on snake bites, right? She sprinkles all this bloody Vim on there.
Wrong, yeah.
Oh, crashing it in with a scary pad. She says, "You watch this, lovey. The snake venom will dissipate with the vim."
He's going,
"It won't do that. It won't do that." Anyway, her arm is swollen up three times size. She's in A&E, and she's trying to tell the doctors how to drain the fluid from her arm. She's in there going, "Just get some Domestos in there, lovey, and just suck it out," you know. And they're all going... Anyway, it was a right old load of old bollocks. And she's in bed. She's in hospital at the moment because she's done that.
I know, because she's a so-called expert on cleaning. You want to say, Kim, all right, you know your way around an Electrolux vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, that's right. You do it. Fair enough. You do know that.
You know what to do with a bit of vinegar and newspaper.
Cider vinegar, Coca-Cola and a penny.
Shine things up. But when it comes to an amphibious,
tropical Amazonian snake biting you on the arm.
You know fuck all about it.
I don't know nothing about it. There's no need to pretend that you do, neither. No one's going to judge you poorly for it.
No one's going to judge you.
That's what she's like. Like, she gets so, like, she gets very insecure about the things that she thinks she should know and all that. I says, why should you know about how to remove the venom from a tropical snake bite? Why should you know? She says, "Well, I just should, lovey, because of my cleaning expertise."
Honestly, do you remember
that? I says, "If you don't know, you don't know. There's no shame in it.
Don't beat yourself up, kid."
No.
Look, there's a lot of bullshit. Is that, if anything, you're too sincere. You're too truthful. Yeah. I went round there for dinner. Kim's house. She's full of this. Oh, I know about cordon bleu cooking. I say,
get
a pie. Just get a pie and shove it in the oven. You can get oven chips. I'm not bothered.
You don't care.
It's your company. I say, Kim, you don't. Oh, I know all about oak cuisine.
You don't have to impress me.
You don't have to impress me, my darling. Be true to yourself. She says, "Oh, no." Anyway, I go in there. She gets me a nice bottle of Asti Spumante. And she's, "Oh, I'm busy in the kitchen, love it." I said, "Kim, I'm embarrassed for her." Right?
Yeah, you don't need to do it. Because she brings out that Asti Spumante and she says, "Oh, this is Dom Perignon." You know,
she says
on the bottle, it says Asti Spumante.
You're a fool to yourself, my darling. I said, "All right." She said, "Let me just cook for you." Right, okay.
Okay.
I peek in the kitchen. Right.
Right. She says she's cooking?
Guinea fowl in a Jude black something. It's something posh, fancy.
Something very
Jude something.
All right. Dauphinoise. You had a peek in the kitchen.
Yeah. Dauphinoise.
She doesn't know. She's sort of fiddling around in the pans.
I see her get all frustrated. She's a fool. She's getting all hot and bothered. It don't bother me. I see her reach for Carl Howman's very own flash and a couple of squirts go in the back.
Oh, you will.
On the guinea fowl. I thought, I'll just have to eat it. I'll eat it.
I bet it wasn't guinea fowl.
"It won't be long now, love. It won't be long now." She'd go, "The Dauphinoise potatoes. My favourite potato, lovely slice."
Oh, yeah, I know. It's all with cheese in it. All
squished down. A little bit of onion, a bit of garlic, maybe some nutmeg on the top. It's gone a bit dry. She's got a lemon sieve.
I just start spraying it on there and all that. Yeah.
I went, "Kim, I'm so sorry." "Oh, what's
the matter with you?"
I said, "You don't, what are you doing?" I said, "Put it down, put the spatula down." "No, love." I said, You don't need to do this. What are you doing, my
darling? You don't need to do this.
And
I went around here.
She's crying.
"Can I make you a nice cup of tea?" I said, "Yes, Kim. That is music to my ears. You're not impressing me, nothing like that, right?" And she says, she makes this tea and she says, "Oh, I've got this lovely agave syrup that I put in my tea."
Okay.
She says it's from the mountains. It's from the Alps. It's agave syrup from Switzerland. Right? I says, all right, okay. I don't really care. I don't really mind. But if you've got it, I'll put it in there, right? Anyway, she gets like she. I see her go in the kitchen, right? Go under the sink, right? She pulls out this bottle of Silit Bang and starts sort of spraying it in there, like that, spraying it in.
Oh, Christ.
Anyway, she brings the tea back to me, and I start drinking this, and I spit it out everywhere. I said, I can't drink that, Kim. I says, I don't know what that agave syrup is, but it doesn't taste very nice, you know. And she starts, you see her lips start
the
going
lip
like
going,
that.
Yeah, right, I know.
She says, I thought you'd like it, you know. I says, well, it tastes like chemicals, you know.
Yeah.
She says, it's Silit Bang. I says, I know it's Silit Bang. I watched you put it in there, you dopey cow, right? You don't have to do this. You don't have to do it. I don't know why you do.
Do it. I know. Kim, we love you for who you are.
We love you for who you are.
Yes. You can scoot around a toilet and bathroom and really whip the thing up into a gleam. That's a given.
It's
but
gorgeous.
Frankly, and that don't even interest me. It's your sparkling
personality that I'm after. Exactly. I want to spend time with you. With the real Kim Woodburn.
The real Kim Woodburn, you know. She says,
anyway.
Anyway, the point is she is not on the podcast. She will be making return, but I'm going to ask her to come back. I'm going to ask her permission.
She's currently
claiming she's constructing a massive skyscraper in London's financial district.
Oh.
It won't be. It won't be. It'll be a lot of plastic cleaning bottles.
Plastic bottles she's
taped onto.
I know exactly what it'll be.
Come away.
She tried to take me for a ride in her car around Richmond Park, and that was a mop and two bins. And I was like, I can't sit in this. It's got no engine in it. Anyway, that was very embarrassing, actually, that afternoon, because I had to sit there and pretend, she's a lovely new Jaguar.
The wind in your hair, lovely. Said, do you want to see, it's got all the mod cons, do you want to hear some music? I said, don't worry. And she reached over, right, and she just had, you know, a little bit of a sponge, with a little bit of kind of soapy suds on it or something. No, it's not working. And she squeezed it, a little bit of soap coming out around. I said, stop the car, Kim, which quite honestly was kind of me, to be honest. And she said, oh, hold on. You're right, I've stopped it now. And I said, you don't have to do this.
You don't have to do this.
Please don't put us through this fucking charade.
This charade, exactly. Yeah, it's a joke. Anyway, listen. There's some of you still listening for nothing.
Yeah.
And we're going to put a stop to that, even though we're going to keep doing this for nothing. You got to come over to the Patreon. www.patreon.com/AngelosandBarryShow. You got to come over there.
You've got to come over, guys. Come on.
Oh, come over, yeah, and do it and come and see us.
Right.
All right, then.
Come
see you
over
next week.
More fun, more better fun, more highbrow fun over
there. More extensive insights into cultural current affairs.
Until next time, love you guys. Freeloading.
Love all of you. Every one of you.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver.
protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.